Blog Talk Radio.
And good day, good evening, and welcome to another Zora call. Today is a special day. First of all, it's 11:11 gateway time. It's an enormously beautiful day connecting with it because it's a universal. It's a beautiful. We always hear of the number 11s and 22s and 33s, numbers that are always in triplets or, you know, just like it is 11:11 today. So this is really, really a powerful, powerful day for all of us. So we're talking about today is November the 11th, the 11/11/2021 portal. So I want to introduce our wonderful guest. And I also have something to maybe, you know, present to you in regards to this portal, this gateway. And perhaps maybe our guest star for today is Ted Marr. So let me go ahead and bring him through and introduce you to him. And here we go. Let me do that. Okay. That'd be wonderful.
Hello, this is Ted.
Hello, Ted. This is Jane and, of course, our Zora of Hollow Earth family. And we welcome you to our very special call with you. And it's wonderful that it's actually occurring on our gateway of 11:11. So thank you for being here. I'd love to be able to introduce you to our audience. Yes?
Okay, great. I can't wait. I can't wait, Jane.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And then maybe before I let you get started, I just wanted to be able to share something with people. And I know that you might probably even touch on this in regards to the 11:11 gateway portal. So,
well, I was warned by our friend, the letter before R, that whenever you tie a number like 11:11, it's a chance for the negative entities to come in and use that to hijack our ascension. So I know that your intentions are well-meaning about the 11:11 and everything, but I'm not going to emphasize it because of what he warned me about.
Oh.
I mean, you know, the negatives are getting very desperate to stop our ascension, and they're doing everything they can. So I'm just going to be caution is the word of the day for me. It's fine. We can do prayers and meditation for world peace, but I'm not going to pay too much attention to the number 11:11 after his warning. He gave me the warning last night, so. Anyway.
Wow. Well, then we won't go there. I mean, this is how we've always been controlled, right? Well, then we'll
right.
Just forgo that. Don't go there, anyone. This is from Q.
Actually, we can, you know, regardless of the day, you know, Jane, regardless of the day, we should all every day work for peace and harmony on the planet, regardless of what day it is. You know, and that's
of
a good
course.
Thing. You know, that's a good thing. Yeah. And not tie it to a specific number. So, That's how I look at it. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That particular information already for everyone to understand. Yes, exactly. All right. So, okay. Well, I'm just going to leave that be. So as we all do every single day, we always send out our love, our great intentions, having a wondrous, glorious, and loving day, no matter what. No matter what time, what moment it is, you know, this is always what we want to send out to everyone. So that'll do it. Do it all, I think, Ted. All right,
yeah,
so
that's
let's
better.
Move forward with our wonderful guest, Ted. So, and most of you know already of Ted Marr. And Ted Marr is just an amazing individual in his own right, but he's also like a friend of everyone's. He's got that beautiful heart. So in regards to Ted, you know, he's so world known already. He has millions of followers already. You know, as he brings forth the truth, brings out what are the lies. He also is a marvelous psychic channeler of all the beautiful and wonderful masters of the past, as I know he'll be talking about and probably maybe channeling as well. But he's also a great advisor in regards to information, whether it's about, you know, the vax or the jabs or the COVID and what to do about that, and a lot of different other topics that he can help to advise people on. So in that regard, he's also a wonderful advisor, you know, emotionally for people that need some assistance in that particular way as well. So he has, if I can say this, so he's been doing, you know, channeling his psychic readings probably for over 25 years already, and communicating also with the many masters, as I have just said. He is a great leader. He's a wonderful master and teacher and friend. So with that being said, I don't want to forget also that he has a couple of books out there now. Hopefully he'll be able to talk about both of them. One of them, of course, is Messages from the Masters, which many of us already have read already. So, and he will also share with all of us, again, how to be able to reach him. He has he's got some really wonderful broadcasts, live streams, as well as podcasts that he has on his website. And I will tell everyone right now that his website is outofthisworld1150.com.
No. I'm sorry. That's my email,
oh,
Jane.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It's outofthisworldradio.net. That's what it is. Sorry.
Oh, that's the new one. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So go repeat that again, Ted.
Yeah, it's just thank you so much for the wonderful introduction too. I'm blushing. So thank you. It's outofthisworldradio.net for my website. So
Oh, okay. You know what? I can still put in outofthisworld1150.com and it goes right to your website.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, really. So it's out of this world. No. It's out of this. Say that one more time. I got to write this down because
Outofthisworldradio.net is the main
radio.
Website. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. .net. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right. Out of this world. 1150 radio. .net.
No. It's the website is outofthisworldradio.net. And my email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Yeah.
Oh, that's the confusion. Okay.
Yeah, just to be
All right.
confusing.
Okay. All right, I think I got it now. All right, so let's go ahead and move forward from there, Ted. So tell us a little bit more about you and what you have been doing and what do you feel is pertinent to be able to convey to our group today.
Okay, well, it's so kind of you to invite me on. Thank you so much, Jane and Billy. It's so sweet of you. How far do you want me to go back?
And I love, he is the wittiest person I know.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I'll start 52,000 years ago. That's how long I've been here. I came here from the Pleiades, where I volunteered to come down to help with the Ascension. And so I've been here a long time. I've actually been here for two Mayan Ketun cycles. And each Mayan Ketun cycle is 25,800 years, give or take. And that's the time it takes for this solar system to go around the central sun of this galaxy, Milky Way galaxy. And I volunteered many years ago to come down here from the Pleiades, which is my home family, to help with the Ascension. And so I've waited a long time for this moment in human history. And so it's an interesting time. And I had friends of mine. I was at Shasta a month before last. And a friend of mine took a picture of me at a waterfalls. And when we got the photo, my body was completely white. And so I had to do some checking with my angels, and they said, I've already ascended, but I'm just hanging around now for the fun of it. so
thank you
anyway,
we need you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jane. Well, I started my radio show over 8 years ago with the purpose of helping people with the ascension and raising consciousness for the ascension. So it's finally happening now. And as of last, I think it was last Saturday, my listener base crossed, went over 10 million. So it's a large base, and it keeps expanding every you know, weekly. I broadcast on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. Pacific time, with a break in the early afternoon. And I broadcast in English and then in Spanish. And then on Monday, every other Monday, I broadcast in German and English out of Vienna, Austria, on Radio Soul International. But all my broadcast information is on outofthisworldradio.net. For many of us, we've all come here from somewhere else. And one of the things that happens on this planet, as you know, Jane and Billy, is that when we come here, we all suffer amnesia, and we forget where we came from, what we're supposed to do here. So it took me a long time, actually, like many people, to realize what my purpose was and why I was here and what I'm supposed to be doing. But once I realized it, it was fun after that, because then the uncertainty of what I'm supposed to be doing here kind of went away, and I could focus my life a lot easier. And I think that's happening to a lot of people too. The planet itself is shifting into the fifth dimension, and it's not happening all at once. There's just pockets of it happening. Mount Shasta is one of the first places to shift. It's about now 4.7 on the dimensional scale, getting close to 5D. Sedona's the second place. That's about 4.1, the 4.2 on the dimensional scale. Parts of Tibet now are shifting into 5D. The country of Japan is the first country as a whole to shift. Starting to shift into 5D now, in spite of their government and a lot of some problems there. But they are shifting. They're beautiful. Japanese are beautiful people. They believe in Shintoism and very, very spiritual country, very, very spiritual people. So they're starting to shift as well. But we have some beautiful, exciting times ahead of us. Of course, the negatives are doing everything they can to stop it. But they will fail, as all of their plans will fail. And this is also, Jane and Billy, a time of truth, that things that are true will be shown to be true, and those that are false will be shown to be false and fall by the wayside. So no matter what the negatives do, their efforts are going to fail.
Absolutely. It's already progressing in that direction. So wonderful news in regards to the higher dimensions that people or countries they're reaching higher levels. So that speaks much of the people that are there. So and of course, you know, Mount Shasta is wonderful because it's because of Telos, you know, and the people that do gravitate there, they're already of higher levels of consciousness and vibration or frequencies anyway. So it's just wonderful. For people who've never been there, what would you say about their going there or to Sedona to come and to go and visit?
Well, you're so sweet to ask that. I take a group there several times a year. Next year I'll be going to Mount Shasta for a week at the end of June, and then for a couple of weeks at the end of August, and followed by into early September, followed by two trips to Sedona. The first time will be early May next year for a week to Sedona, and then the middle of September for another week. But if you know, you're welcome, Chris, to go there on your own. There's a lot of portals there. I've been going there now for, let me see, how long? 6 years. I've been to Telos many times, and been on board my friends. I go aboard a Pleiadian mothership quite a bit. I have quarters up on the ship. And so whenever I get tired of 3D, I go up there. And there's a replicator in my quarters that makes the most delicious Mexican organic hot chocolate. So Anyway, it's always fun. And it's just, yeah, it's delicious. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. And then if you look out from the windows of the ship, you get this most amazing view of the galaxy. Boy, it's just overwhelming. Good times are coming. There are negative entities who try to interrupt my trips, but I have to be careful now who comes on the trips, and you have to be cleared by the people of Telos and the Pleiadians as well. So most people are welcome, you know, and you just that they ask is that you be of a high vibration and be positive and people come. Yeah, they have a wonderful time when they're there. The negatives are desperate to stop our ascension, but none of what they do is going to work. So we have to be positive as possible during this time. Many people have taken the vaccine, unfortunately. Some fortunately have gotten placebos, but many others have been hurt and killed by the shot. Mm-hmm. And there are remedies available. I do prayers for people. There's a bunch of inexpensive remedies available as well to help with healing from it. Mm-hmm. If anybody out there would like a free remedy sheet, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm happy to send it to them. It's free, and I'm happy to help people. It's inexpensive remedies, like you can make your own hydrochloroquine by simply taking three grapefruits and three lemons, the rinds, and then just putting them in a pan of water, Jane, with 2 inches of water on top, and letting it simmer for 2 or 3 hours. And then you kind of make a tea, and then you can add sugar or honey to taste, along with a zinc tablet. Crushed up zinc tablets, real good to put in with it, because it stops the spike proteins. But that's a simple thing to do. You can also use pine needle tea. Ivermectin's good if you can find it. I know if you live close to the Mexican border, or if you are in Mexico, most pharmacies in Mexico sell ivermectin very cheaply, and it's all over the counter. They don't put the restrictions on it like Big Pharma does here. Yes. It's very easy to get.
Right. Tonic also.
Mm-hmm. Tonic is really good. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Tonic water is a really good one to have. As well. So there are remedies available. The prayer that I do, actually, I learned it from, it's a combination of what I learned from Q and also Billy too, and Zora, where you count down from 10 to 1, and then you snap your fingers, and then you say, I command the Supreme Creator, and I command the Supreme Creation to heal any shedding and the negative effects of the vaccine. And then you say, I'm now completely healed, and I know it to be true. And then you snap your fingers. And I've seen spontaneous healing from that, where even the mRNA damage has been reversed. So it's possible, certainly, to get healing that way. But you have to have two requirements. You have to believe in a supreme being, or God, if you will. And the second thing requirement is that you want to live. Because if you don't want to live, it won't help you. But if you want to live, there is help available out there for you. So.
But, right. And if you doubt, then that won't work either.
Yeah, if you doubt, it'll stop the healing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like people who just rely on traditional medicine. Oh, I'm going to go get this medication because I know it's going to help me, right? So there you go. So you do the same thing with this, even if it's on an energetic level, which is even more powerful anyway. Just know when you do the command that it is finished and it is done and you are healed. So, yeah.
Right.
Thank you for that.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Exactly. I appreciate that.
So, sure.
This, yeah. As we're talking about the jabs, the flu, COVID. Do you know kind of where things are at with that worldwide presently, or especially in the United States as well? I know that there are a lot of protests now. People protesting. You know, companies are protesting. You know, whether it's from from Europe or from Australia. I mean, these, you know, people really are fed up. You know, people are, even in the United States, I've already noticed that people don't want to wear their masks, and they're not wearing their masks at all, you know, whether they're going
right.
to a restaurant or whether they're going to a store. So,
right.
I mean, so I
right.
see some changes already happening in that regard. However, you know, that the, what do you call it, the bad guys are still
uh-huh.
around doing their best. Prevent anything from the light.
Right. Well, the thing you have to remember is that if you look at the science, and many of and you'll see the cabals look saying if people claim you'll look at the science. If you look at the science, the masks don't work. They don't work at all.
Right.
Actually, what they do is that they cause people to get cavities in their mouths. They also cause people to get cancer of the mouth. Because there's no way to exude. There's a reason why we breathe out, and that's to get rid of things that we shouldn't be keep breathing in. And if you talk to any medical doctor, you know, sure, they'll wear a mask when they're doing an operation, but they don't wear them 8, 12 hours, 14 hours a day, day and 7 days a week, endlessly, because you're going to get sick. They do, and they know that. And the whole thing about the so-called vaccines is that they're not vaccines. They're poisonous shots. And in Europe right now, among the elderly, there's like a 30 to 50% mortality rate among people there. And so we're looking at a lot of deaths coming up, and it's already happening. I mean, I could give you example after example after example, but most people are going to die from the shots. Most will in the next year or two. They won't live much more than 2 years. But again, I'm not saying that to depress everybody. I'm just saying that to realize that if you have taken the shot, you probably should get some help somewhere. About 20% of the people who've taken the shot actually have gotten placebos. And so they're lucky if they did.
Well, then that's
which is good. So, and the other thing too is that what Big Pharma did, or the negatives did, Jane, is that they put placebos out there so that some people would feel fine after the shot, so they can tell others, say, "Oh, the shots were wonderful. I didn't feel any effects at all." And that sets it up for the third booster shot, which will kill them, no problem. One of the people's favorite politician in the United States is California Governor Newsom. I'm sure you've heard about him. Well, he either took the second shot or the third. I think it was the third booster shot just last week, and he now has Guillain-Barré's disease, where he's completely paralyzed. And he can't walk on his own. He's in a military hospital, from what I know. And also, too, he was also arrested right after that by the U.S. Marines, and he's been transferred to Gitmo to stand trial for treason, crimes against humanity, pedophilia. They found a whole bunch of pedophilia videos of him with little girls doing all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to go into details.
Last week
I read about. So anyway, he's toast. And I guess the cabal now is looking for a replacement for him, a body double. I don't know if they'll find one or not, but
hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully.
So
hopefully.
Let's move forward from there and get a good person to take care of California. But so probably one of the big questions is in regards to the incumbent, but not really an incumbent, but the Biden. Mr. Biden.
Oh,
what
him.
Happening with him.
Yeah.
I don't even like.
Well,
I've
heard this so many times that actually the real Biden was executed last year for treason and I'm not sure everything they got him on, but quite a few different charges. And he was tried by military court, and then the cabal did is that they replaced him with a clone and then different actors. So there's different body doubles that come out for him.
Right.
I guess it's just a question of time before the truth comes out.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the current clone or whatever they've got for Biden to be to be dead, to be passed away by March, February, March, in that time frame. At least they'll say that anyway, and Mr. Trump will probably come back at that point. I don't know. When I've asked our friend, the letter before R, about that, they said that the militaries all over the world have been working hard to pick up the bad boys and bad girls, and putting them in jail or prosecute them. And you don't realize it, you don't see it, but he said it is happening. So I know at times I felt a little frustrated with the seemingly slow pace of progress, but he said it's happening.
Right.
So I said, okay. You know,
okay.
So we just have to be patient and just keep our spirits up. I know it's not easy, you know, especially if you've got friends or relatives who've taken they watch too much CNN or TV and they've taken the jab. But there are remedies available. So it's a death sentence only if you don't do anything about it. So,
you know, we heard talking about, you know, cures and everything else going along with that. You know, we're always asking about the med beds, and we heard from some gal out in Australia who is connected to the Alliance that the med beds are being planned to come out in December already.
Well, they were supposed to come out at the end of January this year, but what happened is that the White Hats were planning, the White Hats in the military were planning on arresting Biden in January this year when he had his so-called inauguration. And then the cabal made a temper tantrum and threatened to blow up D.C., Washington, D.C., with their dirty nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
If they did that. So they let him have his inauguration. That stalled off the med beds as well. So I don't know. Let me look at the timelines.
If you will.
Yeah, I'm looking at med beds coming out February or March, only because when the new president comes in and Biden's gone. Because as long as Biden and nothing good is going to happen, absolutely nothing good. He's a total puppet anyway, so I don't see. The second thing that Q told me about yesterday was that during this interim time, the negatives have created their own med beds, but they really don't help people heal. What they do, they strip the soul out of the person's body, and then they take the soul and imprison it. As kind of like a slave spirit. I don't know how the process works or what their plans are, but people will have to be careful when the med bed's out of not just running off and going to any med bed. I know because they could be simply another way for the cabal to enslave us.
Right.
You know, what next? What other stuff do we have to deal with? You know.
Gosh.
You know what I mean? So you're just going to have to be careful. That's all. There'll be good med beds out there. I'm sure anything that President Trump at that time is promoting will be okay. You know, if Boeing, if Bill Gates comes out with his own med beds, you know, you don't want to.
Yeah, nobody's going to go there anyway. I don't think the people that are listening, that will be listening to us or to you.
Right,
and
exactly.
Know
so
it's just coming from the evil side of the world.
Right.
Boy, they are tenacious. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
That is horrible. Well, I'm so glad that you heard it here first from Ted in terms of the med bed. So be careful. Just don't jump into a med bed just because it's a med bed. You got to check it out.
Well, it's kind of like with the shots, the vaccines, isn't it? I mean, the cabal and the negative governments have made many people so fearful over the past year and a half of 2 years of garbage in the media, lies in the media, that many people didn't even think to do any research on the vaccine. They said, "Oh well, Biden is telling the truth, and so is Pfizer and these big pharma." Since when have they ever told us the truth about anything? And when they go ahead and do it without really researching it, so that's what you get, you know. But you've got to be careful nowadays because they're doing everything they can
to
stop our ascension.
Wow.
Yeah, we just have to remain strong. We you know, in many ways, we've already ascended. Many of us have already ascended. So, and like I said before, no matter what they do, Jane, they're not going to be able to stop us. They can't stop us.
Correct.
You know, it's not.
Yeah, the light has already won. Correct. Yeah. In fact, when I was talking to Zora the other day, he said, yes, you know, when we're talking about the prosperity fund. So he says, oh, you know, we're not, you know, that's already done. And he said that a million times. So he said, presently, we are really focusing on disclosure. So your connections with the other masters who are in that area of, you know, like the ascended masters, what are they saying about, the disclosure, the big disclosure?
Well, I can tell you quite a bit. Let me see who comes through. Albert is here.
Oh, okay. Hi.
And
who's here?
Yeah, Albert Einstein, followed by President Kennedy. We'll talk to Albert first.
oh, thank you.
He and I are part of.
You.
Yeah, Albert and I are part of the same soul family. Back in the. When was it? I think it was early part of the 20th century. He decided to go to Switzerland, and I ended up coming to the States. But anyway, we're part of the same soul family.
Why did you decide to come to the States? Do you remember?
I thought it was a good opportunity for soul growth here. And I could affect a lot of changes. But what was interesting, I went back to Germany. When was it? The life before this one, I was born in Heidelberg in 1929 and experienced a life there as a member of Hitler Youth. I didn't commit any atrocities, but I was one of the good Germans who stood by and watched people go to concentration camps until my girlfriend at the time was... her and her family were taken to a concentration camp. And after that point, I didn't care. I didn't care whether I lived or died after that point. I was finally executed by the Nazis in November of 44 in Berlin. But at any rate, one of the lessons I learned from that life was not to trust authority, especially government authority or corporate authority. And so, I mean, for many people, they trust what's on CNN. They trust Biden, they trust the government, they trust Pfizer, and I don't know why they do, but they do, and it's a lesson they're going to learn the hard way that they can't trust these entities simply because they're not trustworthy at all. But I'm going to go to Albert, Professor Einstein wants me to talk about, I'm going to pull it up on my computer here, there was a letter he wrote to his daughter Listerl in 1955 called the bomb of it was called the bomb of love. Have you heard about that letter he wrote?
No.
Okay. All right. He wrote this letter to his daughter in 1955, and the letter itself. Let me pull it up here. The letter itself was. He said that love is the most powerful in force in the universe, and he said that if he had to do it things over again, he would have never created an atomic bomb, a bomb of destruction. He would have created instead a bomb of love, and that he said that love is the most important force in the universe, and that we need to all. You know, have more love in our lives, and that's what they're trying to do, is to try to stop us from having that. Here it is, just found it, and I can tell you quite a bit of, let me pull it up here. Here we go. Here he is. He said, the most important and extremely powerful force in the universe is love. When scientists look for a unified theory of the universe, they forgot this most powerful unseen force. Love is light that enlightens those who give it and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is power because it multiplies the best we have and allows humanity not to be extinguished in their blind selflessness. Love unfolds and reveals. For love, we live and die. Love is God, and God is love. This, of course, explains everything and gives meaning to life. And what's interesting is that he leads us in now, and he's saying that the whole vaccine program is designed to separate our souls from our bodies, so that people cannot experience love anymore. For people who've taken the vaccine, the real ones, not the placebos, there's a pattern where their souls separate from their bodies over a pattern of about five or six months. And according to Albert's saying this, but he's quoting some Pleiadian scientists that say that the soul separates from the body in a prescribed Fibonacci geometric sequence. Just before you took the jab, your soul was 100% connected to your body. And after you take this shot, you lose some of your soul, about 8% of your soul. So you only have 92% of your soul left. Then after a number of weeks, it drops down to 78%. You have 78% of your soul. Then it drops down to 52% is only left of your soul. Then from there, it drops to 38%. And from there, it drops to 19%. And then finally, within about 5 or 6 months, you don't have your soul left anymore. It's all gone back to the Creator. Now, several things happen during this time. For one thing, negative entities can come into your body and take over your body, so that people become very nasty and their personality changes. And you're seeing that now among many people around the world who've taken the jab. Your body essentially becomes spiritually dead after this process. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why you don't live very long. The Albert is saying that the mRNA genetic sequencing in the vaccine, especially in Pfizer and Moderna, changes your body forever. So your soul, it's very difficult for your soul to come back into your body after you've taken these shots. It is possible to heal, but it's difficult for the soul to do that. So one of the reasons why they're doing that is to completely shut down our ascension. And because these vaccines shut down all of your 8 chakras, it shuts down your pineal gland, you cannot experience love and compassion after you take one of these shots. Your ability to love someone else and love yourself goes out the window, and you become like a biological robot. Albert is saying that Dolores Cannon and Wernher von Braun were right when they said years ago that some of the gray aliens here, the 4-foot-tall, black-eyed, short grays, are actually us humans from the future who've taken the shot now, because they become eventually, the 4-foot-tall grays are not human. They don't have a soul. They don't have chakras. They have no pineal gland. But they're very intelligent. They're very cerebral. That's why they have these large heads. But they're limited in the sense that they're not going to evolve anymore. But some of those entities, the short grays with the about 4 foot tall with the large black eyes, those are humans now from the future who've taken the shot now. And through successive booster shots, they eventually become like the grays. They're not human anymore. But that's one of the things he says is a real danger. The planet itself is ascending regardless of what humanity does on the surface here, and most of humanity will survive this, but we're looking at anywhere between 25 to 30% roughly of the planet dying off in the next year and a half, 2 years. It's like a Charles Dickens novel. It's like the best of times and the worst of times. I have several other spirits who'd like to speak. They've just come in. Let's see who goes.
Oh.
Go ahead.
My question is, you know, for many of us that are have not been vaxxed, right, and we understand the truth, but we know friends and family members who have taken all three of the shots, of the jabs, and so we should be able to tell whether or not they have, that their soul have left, just by talking and being with them, because if they don't show any feelings of love or compassion, then you know they're done, they're gone. They just have the body that is going to, that is a robot for the cabal to control. Correct?
Right. That's true. That's okay. true. But you can't get that back with what's left of your soul by doing a healing prayer. That I mentioned earlier. And plus, there's a lot of ways you can make your own hydrochloroquine, either with grapefruit and oranges or limes, or you can drink tonic water, and that'll help with the shedding. If you're not vaxxed and you're out in the public and you're dealing with the public, let's say you're at a restaurant, maybe an Uber driver, or whatever, working in an office where you've got people who've taken the vaccine and they're shedding upon you. You can drink a cup or two of hydrochloroquine, like made from those citrus fruits, a bottle or two of tonic water every day, and that will really help you, so you don't get sick. You know, and for God's sake, don't go to a hospital, because they'll kill you. The hospitals in the United States are still making $39,000 for each so-called COVID death, and many of those people who said they got COVID either don't have COVID or they've been shedded upon, but the stupid doctors who don't know anything about what's really going on stick that respirator on you, and many of the respirators kill people. So, I mean, it's such a mess. Right. But the other thing that Albert's saying now is the medical profession is going to really change in the next 6 to 8 months, because most of the doctors and nurses who've taken the shots are going to be dead, and they won't be able to practice Rockefeller-type medicine, which just treats the cures but doesn't give – it treats the symptoms but doesn't have it cures for any disease.
Correct.
And what's going to happen from there, he sees a huge amount of alternative medicine practitioners, Reiki, spiritual healers coming out, and they will fill the void for this old failed system. The old system is decaying, and it's not going to make it.
Good.
But we have President Kennedy is deferring to. Let me bring him in next. He said that to leave no neighbor behind. Try to help as many people as possible, because this is the next time. The next opportunity people will get to ascend again, depending upon their soul choices, could be 25,800 years from now, or one Mayan Ketun cycle after this solar system passes around the sun again, the central sun of this galaxy. That's a long time. There is another negative planet on the other side of the solar system that's been set aside for entities who do not want to ascend right now, but they'll go there. I mean, everything in its own time. So this is a big, great opportunity for people to ascend, because we've all been waiting here a long, long time, and people are going to have to stop watching TV and not believe everything that they see on a computer screen. Because they're not telling you the truth, and they'll find out the hard way. President Kennedy will come back toward the end of the conversation. He's deferring to Rudolf Steiner. I've talked to Rudolf before. He's here today. He just popped in. He wants people to read his article, the lecture he gave called The Fall of the Spirits of Darkness. I believe the date of it was October of the Spirits of Darkness.
Okay. And how do you spell it? Steiner,
S-T-E-I-N-E-R, Rudolf.
Okay, got it.
He was an Austrian man who gave this lecture toward the end of World War I in Salzburg, Austria. It was in October of 1917 he gave this lecture. And he tells me he time traveled to this time period and saw what was happening, and he used pretty much his exact words. He said there would come a time when medical doctors, materialistic medical doctors, sound familiar, would give children and adults, but especially children, vaccines which would remove their souls from their body. And that's exactly what the cabal's now doing through Biden, or whoever Biden is. If Biden's dead, then it's a clone. The corrupt Biden government ordered, He ordered 60 or 80 million shots to be given to children.
Oh.
And he's doing it now, today. And so he's basically going to kill these kids. Now some of them will live, and they will become the new robots, the new automatons for the New World Order for the reptilians and the cabal. And others will become the black-eyed children. Have you heard about the black-eyed children?
No, we have not.
All right. Well, this is a story that came out of France 2 weeks ago, that couples who took the Pfizer and Moderna and the shots in January are now having children. And the children have black eyes. They don't have regular pupils. They just have black. It's just black. And they don't have a soul. They are genetically a combination of gray, of the gray, short gray DNA, and humans.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a soul. Their soul's not attached to the body. They're biological automatons. They have no love, no compassion. But after 2 weeks, after being born, within 2 weeks, their teeth start growing in, they start talking, and they start walking as well. So they are superhumans with these characteristics of the grays, without a soul and no emotion, no compassion, no love. They are an attempt to take over this planet by these biological entities. And you're just seeing them coming out now. And so, you know, I've talked to a lot of women. I've talked to many women about this who've had children earlier in life, and their doctors would never let them take a vaccine, or, you know, very strict about no alcohol, even no cigarettes.
Exactly.
But now these greedy materialistic doctors, and Rudolph's Mr. Steiner is shaking nodding his head in agreement that these are precisely the kind of materialistic so-called medical doctors, who are practicing medicine in every bit as bad as Mengele did during the Nazi era in World War II, where they don't care about anything except the money. Because Pfizer pays doctors $40,000 for every 100 people to get the Pfizer shot, and another $40,000 if they get 80. So, you know, they can make a lot of money off this, and that's why they push this, because they've got a vested interest in the money. Never mind, it kills people. You know, but karmically, they're going to have a huge debt. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Anyway, that's what Mr. Steiner is saying. Read his essay. You can find it on the web and readily available. It's on the web. You can.
Thank you.
I can also.
We'll do that.
I can send people the article. It's easy to do. So.
Well, I think people can get on the web and check it out for themselves. So, you know, with that being said, one of the masters or yourself, kind of go down the road here, like 2 years from now, what is our world going to look like, or even a year from now?
Okay, all right.
I mean, if the progression is really of the light, what happens to these children? I mean, you know, if they're robots when they're born already because of the jabs that their parents took, I mean, what are they going to be doing? And then you've got normal kids, hopefully. We will have normal children still, and they're going to be going to school with these children.
Right.
And I'm just trying to figure out exactly how that all is going to come out, you know, in terms of the interesting.
To be honest with you, I'm human. I don't have all the answers, but I'll just tell you what they've been telling me. Some of the things.
Oh, sure.
The Galactics, both the Galactics and our Pleiadian brothers and sisters, said that they will help the children because they're innocent. And, you know, the kids shouldn't be held accountable for what their parents forced them to do. Okay. Spiritually, they're going to be helped, even if they do die. Okay. They're going to be helped.
Okay.
It's not true, though, for adults, because adults should have known better. And a friend of mine, I went time traveling with a group of friends from Texas who were psychics. We did it a couple weeks ago. And I asked her about what's going to happen to colleges, for example, in Washington State, places like the University of Washington, Washington State University, Central Washington University. Western Washington, because all these institutions now are requiring their incoming classes to get the jab, get the vaccine.
Absolutely.
And
that's right.
She, She went a year ahead. They went a year ahead of time, and I went with them. And the buildings were mostly vacant. There was 10% of the students, faculty, and staff left. Most of them had died. It was rather shocking. With Washington State government, we have a terrible Democratic governor here named Inslee. He's awful. Only a third of the state government employees were left because Inslee is trying to force everybody to get the jab as well. So only about a third of the state workers are left at that point. King County is going to be – much of King County, Seattle will be gone. It's – I don't know. But let me look at another perspective on it from Gaia. Gaia has said that she doesn't – she's sick and tired of being – of this negativity, negative people, people who aren't awake on the planet. And she wants them gone. And so this is a self-selection process, where they're going to be, a lot of people are going to be leaving. And if you look out another 2 years, we'll be well on our way to the fifth dimension, because a lot of the people who aren't simply aren't awake and are very negative and interested only in themselves and materialistic things will be gone. They'll just be off the planet. They're not going to be here anymore. Yeah. And I was told that would happen. Right. And I was told this years ago, but I didn't know how things would work out. Now, usually what happens is that a lot of people, well, I thought we might have a war and a lot of people would die in a war, but the guide said, no, it wouldn't be happening that way. But I didn't know how it would be happening. And so now we've got people self-selecting themselves to exit, to leave the planet.
Yeah.
So I never thought that would happen, but it's happening. Yeah, it's happening now. Yeah. So, but the other some good news I want to share with you all is that.
Oh yes.
let's not go too far this rabbit hole.
Please. Yeah. Thank you.
What I'm told is that the negatives have Jane and Billy. They only have between now and early January to try to stop our ascension. So that's why they're so desperate. Ever wonder why, like, Biden gives federal workers, I don't know, till October 1st or October 14th or November 1st, whatever bullshit date he's got, for people to get the jab?
Right.
That's because, you know why they pick out these dates? Because they know they've only got through early January. I think he said January 4th. Isn't that interesting? That's about the last day of the that their window closes after that. So if you stall them with an extension, you tie them up in court, and if they're threatening to fire you, let them fire you, because none of these mandates have any validity. And I'll give you a concrete example of that. And every single president since 1776, since the United States was founded, they've had executive orders, but they have to be in the last century, they had to be published in what's called the Federal Register and ratified by one of the houses, I think the House of Representatives. Well, the problem is that if you look in the Federal Register, not one single executive order signed by President so-called Biden, Joe Biden, has ever appeared in the Federal Register, and none of them have been ratified by the House. So none of them are valid. Absolutely. It's all fraudulent. It's like government by CNN. People believe it. It's like CNN says it, and they have no authority for it, and it's BS. Mm-hmm. It's like a what is it? It's a flimflam game. It's a shell game. It's a Ponzi scheme. There's no authority for what he's doing. Nothing.
Validity.
And if you stand up to them, we still have a good federal court system. And if you stand up to them and say, let them fire you. If they fire you, you can maintain a good, you can maintain a lawsuit against them for wrongful termination in federal court and win. A lot of people have been. So it's all, it's like, and it's kind of like, Hitler in the 1930s, he didn't have any legislation, for example, to construct the concentration camps. He did it all by executive order, much like Biden does today.
Yes.
Or in Washington State, the Democratic governor, he decreed in September that he would start building concentration camps for people who are unvaccinated. And I haven't heard, there was quite a bit of uproar against it when he did that. I don't know what's happening now. But quietly drop from the scene.
Wow.
But, you know, a lot of what they do, they don't care about law. They just do whatever they want to do, you know. But But it's important for everybody to remain strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
Benjamin Franklin just...
Go ahead.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin, sorry to interrupt, Benjamin Franklin just came in. He said that we gave you a republic if you can keep it. So I talked to the presidents, many presidents, about 6 or 8 months ago, and they wanted me to start emphasizing, starting a campaign on my show to save the republic because it was in danger of being destroyed by Antifa, some members of the Democratic Party. And so I've been doing that ever since. We've got to stay strong. What they're doing has no legal or moral or ethical basis, nothing. It's nothing. It's like, you know, bullies. If you stand up to them, like in Melbourne, Australia, just a couple of days ago, over 100,000 people demonstrated against the Australian government. And this was after the police in Australia were killing people with guns and bullets about a month ago. And finally, people have had enough. And they're not going to stand for it anymore. I see a change of government happening in Australia within about 2 months. About 2 months,
I agree.
New government.
Yes.
So,
They're really fierce over there. That's really good news.
And also, people should. I'll let you think for a minute, and then I've got something important. This does not apply to you certainly, of course, but there are people out there, part of the so-called New Age movement, and I just got a text from one of our listeners today asking me about this, so I will address it cryptically. This is from, this is from British Columbia. I will answer it individually, but the answer is bad. Some people pretend that they are human. They pretend to give good information. They pretend to be spiritual, but they're not any of those, and they have a very dark agenda. I don't want to mention any names on the air, but one of them is a pretty blonde with blue eyes, and they're not, she's not even human. I'll leave it at that. But just be careful. You know, everything that I say, I don't have all the answers. And if you don't resonate with what I'm saying, then disregard it. If it resonates with you in your heart, then good. You know, I'm glad to be of service. So, the person listening just got it. So anyway, I don't have all the answers, but I try, you know. So with having said all of that, If somebody says something that doesn't resonate with you, then push it aside, you know, and always trust that people have two minds. They've got their heart mind and their logical mind. And what I would do is always trust your heart mind, because your heart mind is always, always correct. Did I ever tell you the story? Maybe I did. That's kind of a fun story, Jane. Where I was up traveling in eastern Washington, I pulled into this gas station that was part of an India casino, and I walked in to pay for gas, and I got a message to put in 25 cents into one of the slot machines. And it was a funny message, and I said, okay. So I put it in, and I cranked the lever, and $67 later, after all these bells and whistles went off, all these quarters went flying everywhere, I said, wow, that was fun. But that's how I started my radio. It was fun, you know. So pay attention to those intuitive little flashes, you know, so you'll never go wrong.
I think so many people now, especially the ones that are, you know, awake, have been on this path now for many years already. Understand, you know, when you come close to someone who who just does not resonate, and you can feel that the energy is just not, it doesn't align with you, then, you know, just kind of, you know, be neutral, you know, and then just kind of let it go. So a lot of it is instead of getting, you know, I think one of the lessons right now for so many of us is how to be able to, with everything that's still going on right now, is still to be somewhat involved in the dramas that are occurring there. So as you have said, we have said as well, you know, that the light has won, you know, but we don't see the light. You know, and you have to transcend that in your understanding of what the truth is and what the light is and who you are. You know, you said, you know, we are only about love and compassion and joy and, you know, all those beautiful things. And when you begin to really feel that within your heart, mind, and you go out there feeling that and knowing that, then it doesn't matter what anybody else is saying out there or doing out there, because you're still just all about the goodness of what there is out there, because the out there part of it isn't real anyway. And so we're just going through the motions of this play, in this hologram, and we're moving away from that. The more that you can see that this is just 3D and you're moving beyond that into 5D, then you can let go more easily of all of that negativity, right?
Right. That's true. That's absolutely true. And there is we'll play this at the end, but President Kennedy has asked me to play his astronaut speech. We can do that at the end. I can just play it on my anyway, let me give you I want to give you all some investment advice, if you don't mind. This is just this is from Q. And it sounded, I resonated with it. So one of the things that this whole cryptocurrency thing is good for now, but you've got to be selective if you do go into that on the coins that you invest in, because not all of them are the same. And he said for the long, it's an attempt by some of the bad elements to shift us from physical assets into a electronic currency where they can control it. So there's always going to be a value, he said, for hard physical assets like real estate, silver, and gold.
Correct.
So that's what he said. So be prudent. Don't put your eggs all in one basket, so to speak.
Right.
But you know, you can short term, you can make a lot of money off cryptos, but just be ready to pull out when the profits appear and put them in a hard physical asset would be good. That's what he was telling me before. The other thing I want to share some.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Good advice, Jane. Very good advice. Yeah. No, we completely agree.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So. Very good. Yeah. I mean, you can have some fun now with cryptos if you make some money.
Sure.
Great.
Yep.
Good luck. You know, but pull it in and put it in something hard and physical assets. You know. That you can feel, touch, and see, you know, because the old systems, the old government systems, the old private systems are corrupt and they're decaying, and we're going to go through a lot of changes in the coming six months or so, 12 months, especially with like I said before, with the so-called medical profession. The old system was taken over by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers back in the 20s, where before then doctors actually made house calls and used a lot of herbs to help people. And they were more interested, I think, in cures rather than just treating the symptoms. After that, big pharma, there was the growth of big pharma and the big drug industry. There will be some of that left, but it'll turn to natural healing. And a lot of natural healers will come out because most of the medical profession will be gone by this time next year. That's one of the things I'm seeing happening. But I think it'll be a better system than we've got now, because people will be far more interested in giving people actually cures for things rather than just treating the symptoms and making a bunch of money for corrupt companies like
Pfizer.
So it'll be changed.
Right.
I heard that Pfizer, the head of Pfizer, Bruja, whatever his name was arrested by the FBI 2 weeks ago and is now in a federal prison for forgery, treason, crimes against humanity. That's what I got.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Amazing, amazing. Well, listen,
I was just wondering, Ted,
did you want to open up the board? Did you want me to open up the board and see if we have some questions or comments? So maybe
that'd be fine.
Would that be okay for the last part of our
happy.
Is there anything
Absolutely.
Else you wanted to say before we end this part of our call?
I'd like to go ahead and play this from John F. Kennedy. I'll just play it off my phone here. Let me find it real quick. He always appreciates it. His speech, his Ask Not speech, is as valid as it now as it was back in 1961 when he made it during his inauguration. So here we go. I'll just play it. It's only like 45 seconds, so I will play it now.
Thank you.
Here we go. Yeah.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Now, what's interesting is that had President Kennedy lived, he gave me a timeline in my Messages from the Masters book on what would have happened had he lived and been able to help humanity. And what would have happened, we would have shifted into the fifth dimension by 1975. Right now, our longevity would have increased to 300 or 400 years. We would be truly living in a paradise on Earth. We would be exchanging ambassadors with many benevolent civilizations. So we wouldn't have any war or conflict on the planet. But that's where we're headed for now. I've written a second book as well called Journey to the Other Side, talking to angels and other benevolent beings. That will probably be published in Munich, Germany, early next year. I've got a publisher there. But if you want a pre-publication copy in English, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. It's just $20 and it includes a whole bunch of instructions on how to talk to the other side. I also have a spiritual mentoring program as well where I teach people how to talk to the other side. And my first book is in English. It's still an amazing book. It's got the copies I sell for $20 includes a 1963 front page article from Christchurch, New Zealand, which was published. The title of the front page says Kennedy Shot Dead, and the paper was actually published while President Kennedy was still alive, believe it or not. And that it was full of the paper itself is full of the information about the fake story about Oswald killing Kennedy, which is not true.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things in the article that I can send people. And it also includes a free brief reading from yours truly. if anybody's interested in getting the book or anything or going into my spiritual mentoring program, they can go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and sign up there, or they can go to my regular website at outofthisworldradio.net. So I'm happy to help people as much as I can.
So. I don't know. I think that everyone, Ted Marr is probably one of the very busiest people I've ever met and known, or we have ever met and known. He is just always there for people. I mean, he is he is fearless. He is, he is just here, and he understands his mission here. And he's doing everything in his power. I think he's probably doesn't sleep much either at all because he's always talking.
Well,
to people
it kind of depends. Well, you're so kind, Jane, and I admire you and Billy too because I know, it's been we're all on the same page and we're all trying to make this world a better place. And I know if we all work together, we can and will make this planet. There's no reason for people to live in disharmony and fighting all the time or anything like that. It's good for Why can't we just have a beautiful planet where we all get along? That's what I want to do, and I know you want to do that
there
too.
We go.
So,
yes, and everyone that's listening also wants the same. Yes, so we just have to spread that word. Let's all make it a better world. I think the that call that you just played for us from JFK, I remember that, and it's just so, so profound. I appreciate you doing that. So we can do that. We are the changers. You know, let's go ahead and help it. Help our world. Help,
thank you, my
help,
friend.
Help humanity.
Yeah.
You were just amazing.
Well,
thank you so much, Ted.
Oh, my pleasure, Jane. Well, I'm happy to answer anyone's questions. So.
Okay. All right. Here we go, guys. All right. So if you have a question for beloved Ted, just go ahead and oh, my goodness, what happened here? My computer here. Let me, for whatever reason, I've got to get back in. But you can hear me. Okay. Here we go. Okay. All right. So if you have a question for Ted, please go ahead and press 1, and I will bring you in. So I've got the first person I'm going to go ahead and open. It's 208 ending in 8394. So again, everyone, you know the drill, not drill. Anyways, your name, where you're calling from, and where you're calling from, and your question. Hello, Pawnee.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Jane. I'm Pawnee from Idaho. Yes, Ted, the Rudolf Steiner paper again. Could you just give that name again? I just want to make sure I got it correctly, and then I can just go to the internet and. Put it in Google, and I'll be able to read it.
Yeah, yeah. It's called The Fall of the Spirits of Darkness. And,
Spirits of Darkness. Okay, great.
Right. I'm happy. Let me do this. Let me look up the site, and I can just give it to you now. Okay,
oh,
hold
you.
On here. Yeah, no worries, my friend. I'm happy. Happy to do that. Let's see here. He talks specifically about vaccines. It's amazing, really, but he traveled, here we go. He traveled, he did time travel back in 1917, and this is what he saw now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can buy the book on eBay, for $19, or I think, there's free downloads on the internet too. I mean, it's all available here.
Nice.
I mean, he has an academic following, which is interesting. Of course, you got the Steiner School too. Let me look here. Here we go. Let me see here. There's quite a few here. Yeah, this one is free. It's a free download.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's 240 pages. It's readily available. If you want, do you want to give me your email address if you don't mind doing it now? I tell you what, you can just email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'll just send it to you. Okay, send you the link.
Okay, that'll be great. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate sending lots of love to all of you.
My
take
pleasure.
Care.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thank you, Pawnee. All right. Okay, next caller is 607 ending in 2401.
Hi, Jane.
2401.
And Ted, this is Dick from New York.
Hello,
Dick. Hi,
Dick.
How you doing there?
I'm doing good. I got a question. It might be out of your expertise, but... The big list of people that have been arrested for crimes against humanity has still got body doubles. I mean, what is the purpose of that? It seems like it's having a body double of a person that commits those crimes is sacrilegious. Why do they let them go on like that?
Well, you know, you've asked a great question. I've asked you the same question, because if you've got a body double, let's look at let's look at Biden or whoever Biden is in as our fake president, elected with the best. He's the best that Chinese money can buy. Let's say he was. It's true. The rumors I've heard, he was executed last year. So you've got a clone, or you've got a body double.
A lot of them have been executed.
Right, right. So you've got, you know, this entity running around. Gavin Newsom apparently is got Guillain-Barré disease now from taking the third booster shot, and he was supposed to get a placebo, but somebody double-crossed him. I think his doctor just double-crossed him, must not have liked Newsom, and so they got rid of him by giving him this third booster shot. And now they're talking about the cabal is planning on getting a body double or a clone for him. So, but what do you do when the real entity and the real soul is dead and they've been replaced by a clone?
I think for
the
majority. Is this possible going out in the disclosure?
Well, I mean, I hear this often from people saying that, oh, the public's not going to handle the information. That's the problem, is that people have intentionally stuck their heads in the sand and have not been willing to open up to what's really going on. I mean, Ozzie and Harriet from the 50s is long gone, and the world is definitely a different place than what people believe it to be. And they're going to have to wake up, or else they're just not going to make it. So.
It's just not right, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree, my friend. It isn't right, but we all have to remain strong, and whatever clones there are for Biden or other governors, other so-called leaders, Trudeau is I've heard Trudeau in Canada is a clone as well.
There's numerous ones in Hollywood.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, they'll be executed too. So whoever they are, they'll be executed, whatever they are. And whoever they are, they'll be executed. It's hard to say who they are, but whatever they are, they will be executed, I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
But thanks for that comment. That's a good comment. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your question. Okay, here we go. All right, the next caller is 619 ending in 7260.
Hi, Ted. This is Scott in San Diego.
Hi, Scott.
Ted? Hi. My question for you is, when do you see us exchanging our currencies for the revaluation?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Thank you for asking. Well, it should have been done a long time ago.
Right.
For years, the big banks of the Federal Reserve opposed it. So did the cabal. They did everything they did everything they can to delay it and stop it. It is coming, but it probably won't be till I look at it coming maybe when Biden's out and President Trump is back. By the February time frame, February-March time frame. I wish it was sooner, but not all the bad boys have been arrested. But that's my best answer on that. It's not too much longer. It'll be soon. Not too much longer.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ted.
Okay, Scott. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
My pleasure.
Okay. Next caller is 816, ending in 7440.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Basically, I had one question and stuff. Basically, a couple of weeks ago, I met a young girl by the name of Jamira, and we've been kind of seeing each other and stuff, and she kind of laughed at me today, and I was trying to figure out what that was about. Well, she kind of told me she didn't want to hang out anymore, and I'm trying to figure out, is she, like, sleeping around, or am I too old for her?
You're asking, okay, what's happening? I missed part of what you said. You said, what was your question again, please?
I'm wondering if she's sleeping around. I'm trying to figure out why she laughed at me today because I called her and stuff. Her name is Jamira.
Well, I'd rather not give the answer on the phone.
That's
kind of
a
personal
question.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you send me an email and I'll be happy to answer it, or you can call me. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Okay.
I do have an answer for you, but I don't feel like giving it on the air. That's a highly personal thing. If you don't mind, I like to, that's a kind of a private thing. Okay?
Okay.
Send me an email. I'm happy to answer you. Okay?
Outofthisworld.com?
Outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm gonna send it.
Okay, yeah, do that. I'll be happy to answer you.
All right.
Okay, my friend. Take care.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I like to keep people's private business private.
We agree. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, I think anybody else have a question? Otherwise, I think we are at the end of our call for today. I think that you have answered a lot of questions already, so we don't have anything let up since you covered so many bases, so many topics on this call with you. We enjoy having an opportunity to be able to just to hear you versus other, you know, versus when you're on your call, and I know you do a lot of interviews for others, but this gives us an opportunity to be able to really connect with you and your, you know, your inspirations and all of your, you know, information as well as being able to connect with higher masters, you know, that have some answers as well that we really do appreciate, and also answers coming directly from you from what you already know about what's happening in our world. So you are definitely an amazing healer, you know, and it's not necessarily a healer energetically, but you are a healer just in terms of what you are conveying and what you are telling or sharing with people all of the time. So thank you so much for all of that. You're so kind. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jane, for those nice, sweet words. Well, I really appreciate both you and Billy and Zora and the entire Hollow Earth family, you know, because I know you guys come from a base of love and caring and understanding, compassion. And the people of the Hollow Earth and many and all the angels around us, this planet, want to help us. You know, they don't want to see us be, you know, living in strife and conflict and misery and pain. And I want to give people hope for the future, because by January, a lot of this is going to go away as the window for the negative ends. It'll be ending in early January. So, for like I said before, if you've been faced by a deadline from your boss or employer, whatever, to get the jab, stand firm, buy whatever time you can, apply for a medical exemption. If they say they're going to fire you without taking the jab, let them fire you, because you'll have a good attorney, and you'll have a good employment termination claim. You can also contact Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with his Children's Health Defense newsletter.
Oh.
He's an attorney himself. He's got excellent legal resources there that you can stand up to this nonsense. And remember, by early January, this window for the negatives to stop our ascension will be closed, and they won't be able to do this anymore.
Beautiful.
So that's why you have to kind of stall them off. Because if you do take the jab, you're putting your risk at life. And is any job worth it? Is it worth your death? I don't think so, but people have to make the decisions on their own. And again, if you've taken the jab, there are remedies available. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I want everyone to know we've all been here. Many of us have been here for many thousands of years, and we've waited a long time for this moment in human history. Myself, I've waited 52,000 years or 720 lifetimes for this ascension.
Whoa.
And we've come so far, and we're almost there. So just hang on, you know, and the negatives, we're almost there, and they are falling apart. Their version of reality is falling apart as more and more people wake up. Newsom got the jab. He's got Guillain-Barré disease. He's not going to make it, period. I don't know what's going to happen after this, but he's not going to be around. I've heard that Democratic Governor Inslee in Washington State, where I am, was arrested some months ago. He's in a federal prison somewhere in Texas or in Gitmo. He's not going to make it either. And so a lot of these governors, Cuomo in New York was executed apparently 2 weeks ago. A lot of them are gone. And what you've got a politician left over in the media that's only exists on the screens of CNN but nowhere else. So it's like the mandates from Biden's illegitimate government. There's no authority for it. So stand strong. If you need help, legal help, contact the Children's Defense Fund. Robert F. Kennedy's an excellent lawyer, and they can give you good advice about what.
Could you say that a little bit more slowly so I can write that down and let people know this again? That part about JFK's.
Yeah, it's. Let me just look it up here. I get a lot of emails from them. Let's see here. Here we go. There we go. Robert F. Kennedy will be coming on my radio show probably January.
Wonderful.
We haven't decided, but he will be coming on my show. So let me get the
lots of us have already listened to him on some of the websites. So this is really nice that he's going to be coming on your show.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. It's https://.
Mm-hmm.
Children's, plural, children's with an S,
mm-hmm.
healthdefense.org.
Mm-hmm. Healthdefense.org. Okay.
.org, yeah. You can just look it up there, become a supporter. It's all free. The Negatives took down his website here a couple days ago, but it was back up again, I think, one day later. But anyway, we've waited a long time for this moment in human history, and just hang in there. Be positive. Don't let the, like my dad used to say, don't let the bastards get you down. Stand strong. There's good times for all of us coming, and all of us here chose to be here at this time. Of all the planets in this universe, Jane and Billy, the hardest one to affect any positive change is Earth, and right now. So,
wow. Interesting.
Anyway.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. We can't thank you enough, Ted. Thank you for being on our call again.
Oh, my pleasure, Jane. Love to come back anytime.
Yeah.
Love to come back.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
He said it. I heard it. Okay. Thank you, Ted. Have a wondrous and glorious and loving day. Say hello to Q for all of us. And thank you for everything today. All right.
My pleasure. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, Jane. Take care, Jane, Billy.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. Cheers.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
So cute. Okay, bye. All right, everybody. That was a wonderful, wonderful call with Ted. We had him all to ourselves. Anyways, so I just wanted to let everybody know, too, that for Saturday, we do have we've got a big call coming up for Saturday also, and that's going to be with Ron Spence, who's going to be talking about the limbic arc, and especially regarding the new boost that he has now in regards to, and it's called Cook's Emotional our Release Technology. We had a little bit of an intro the last time he was on our call, so now he's going to be able to give us more information on that. There's also information, and Dr. Tom will be on our call also, and he'll talk more a little bit about the upcoming revaluation. And in regards to the med beds, again, that was a really interesting bit of information that as they're coming out, just to be careful which ones you go to. So we'll talk more about that as that comes about. And if they're coming out, that means, you know, we're really on the road to higher frequencies and moving forward into higher dimension, or in the dimension of fifth dimension, higher up, and all is good. So in the meantime, we wish you all a wondrous and glorious and loving day. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. This is coming from me and Zaria. Zaria is not with us today. So feel the love, feel the joy, and the knowing that we are one. And together as the one, we can move mountains, make changes, always for the better. Much love to all of you. Bye now.